With your ag news, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. The South Dakota State Fair has announced Farm Credit Services of America has made a $250,000 contribution to the DEX. That's the Dakota Events Complex. The DEX is a new multi-purpose livestock and equestrian complex at the South Dakota State Fairgrounds in Huron. The DEX will provide exhibit space for over 13,000 4-H and FFA students across the state and expand the event hosting capabilities of the fairgrounds. Throughout the year, the DEX will also be used as a major draw for livestock shows, 4-H competitions, FFA conventions and rodeos, as well as concerts, thrill shows, and more from across the country. And we'll be back with more ag news right after this.
My friends at Steffes Group are conducting another bi-monthly online equipment auction closing Wednesday, August 10th at 10 a.m. at all Steffes Upper Midwest locations, featuring several four-wheel, two-wheel, and mechanical front-wheel drive tractors, combines, headers, conventional trucks with and without sleepers, construction equipment, and more. Go to steffesgroup.com for photos and descriptions for other bi-monthly online equipment auctions. That is steffesgroup.com.
Residents from 11 Minnesota counties are invited this month to drop off waste products. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture's Jane Borboom says that includes pesticides that are in a container with an EPA registration number.
What we don't want are tank mixes of water and pesticide mixtures together. We don't want rinsates. We don't want fertilizers.
The MDA has collected approximately 10 million pounds of pesticides under the state since the Waste Pesticide Collection Program started back in 1990. For a list of sites and times, you can head to the Minnesota Department of Agriculture's website. Dates and locations include August 9th at CHS Ag Services in Hallock, August 10th at CHS Ag Services in Warren, and CHS Ag Services in Ockley, and August 11th at CHS Ag Services in Crookston, as well as West Central Ag Services in Yulin. Once again, a list of times and dates can be found on the Minnesota Department of Agriculture's website. With your ag news for the Growing Harvest Ag Network, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, with a look at your top ag news headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.